No, I'm sorry. This is the best day of the year. Welcome, Brolos, to Boxing Day.
Welcome.
No, I do have one.
Welcome.
I do have one slight bone to pick with the team.
Yeah.
One thing I'm not quite happy about here. It's one day after Christmas and our decorations are gone. Who was that excited to get rid? Like, how soon is too soon to get rid of your decorations? I would say Boxing Day is way too soon.
Doesn't it fall into bad luck at some point?
Isn't it if you're going to New Year or something like that?
I think it might be a specific day, like the 4th or something.
Well, whoever took them down needs a promotion. They are efficient.
Yeah. It's quick.
Yeah, it's good. No, it's good on efficient. Them. No, it's efficient, Joel.
Right. How long would you wait? How many more Brothers Uncovered episodes would you like to see?
Ideally,
yeah.
I wouldn't take them down. I'd take the Christmas tree down. I'd leave the tinsel.
Yeah.
Leave anything that's kind of Christmassy, puts me in a good mood.
Yeah.
And then the tree can be the big boost again next year.
You're like the anti-Scrooge. Like, you're unhappy all the other times of the year. Yeah. It gets to somehow at Christmas, you become this, like, I don't know what it is, bro. Like, you just love Christmas.
Yeah. I love it so much. I think it's like nostalgia. Christmas was the best time when I was a kid, and it's life is easy, and it's just the best thing. And Christmas, nothing else really matters around Christmas. Everybody, no matter what's going on in your life, everyone's too busy sorting out their own stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Work eases off, everything just sort of eases down a little bit, and it's just about Christmas. I love it. It's the best time.
All right, so what about Boxing Day? How do you feel about Boxing Day?
Yeah, Boxing Day's the better version of Christmas.
Do you think?
As an adult, because it's Christmas without the pressure. Everything you love about Boxing Day as an adult, days off, yes. Lazy days in pyjamas, yes. All the Christmas food still, yes. Kids are preoccupied with the presents that they've just got, so you get a bit of peace and quiet for a little bit, yes. It's the best day as an adult. Obviously, we do pantomime, so we have two shows today, but regardless, I still get all the food, all the treats, all the chill time. It's the best.
On that note, actually, of doing two shows on Boxing Day, why would you buy a ticket on Boxing Day?
Perry, don't. This is our bread and butter, or this is our turkey and potatoes that you're messing with right now, player.
I'm saying, why don't you let us have a nice extra day off?
Blame the people who put this show on. Let's blame the people buying it. Yeah, but if you boycotted and no one bought a ticket on Boxing Day, we would technically get an extra day off.
Exactly.
I get it.
What you get? What
I get it.
What on Christmas?
Would you go and watch a show on Boxing Day?
Do you know what it is? I think that Boxing Day, I kind of don't feel the same. I feel like Boxing Day is the Christmas day that never quite lives up to Christmas Day expectations.
Wow.
So I feel that, like, you don't get the Christmas Day magic, but it's supposed to be. So I'm like, no, get out. I'm like, Boxing Day. Like, you know, that's why I think that.
You meant no, get out the house. I thought you were like, get out of here. I'm not.
No, I didn't mean no, get out with a sassy click. I meant, like, let's get out of these four walls. Like, you know, Boxing Day sales, they're a bit of a scam, right?
Yeah,
I feel like they just encourage people, because people want to be up and out. And
I feel like Boxing Day is a day to go for a walk.
Yeah, or, like, yeah, exactly. Get out.
Yeah, get some air.
Yeah, agreed.
But not go and watch a show.
Have you not seen this other thing as well? It's only recently dawned on me that apparently a Boxing Day cinema trip's a thing. Really? It's a big thing.
I know Christmas Eve cinema. Well, I used to do that as a family.
Christmas Eve cinema. And I can see that, because for me, I think that's a great tradition. I might stop that at my kids, actually. Again, we're at Panto 2 shows, so probably not. But I think that's a great tradition.
But you wouldn't watch a show?
It's Christmas Eve, not Boxing Day. Christmas Eve. I could do a Christmas Eve Panto. It's like something to tide you over, to sort of just can't settle the nerves a bit. settle the excitement a bit. Because I'm so excited for Christmas Day. Okay. This just, like, gets me there quicker. So I like the cinema trip. And you get to go and have popcorn, sweets, all your great stuff. Sort of like line the stomach as well.
If I now, after performing in a show, if someone's going to book a show, someone's going to go book to watch a show on Boxing Day, I'd be like, oh, just leave it. They're probably not feeling themselves.
That's so funny.
Do you know what I mean? They probably ate a lot and drank a lot last night.
Performer's empathy you have there.
I think that's what it is. I think I'm like, listen, probably not going to be the best show they've ever watched.
I struggle to watch live performances, you know. I think because we perform so much, I really struggle to watch live performances.
Really? I love a live performance.
I really struggle. And it's particularly dancers in, like, long shows. Not like a one-off performance that we've watched some sick dance crews do their thing and, like, that's dope. Singers, I can't sing. I can't relate to it in any way, shape or form. I don't know how you're feeling, like, singing and stuff. Like, I'm assuming, you know, you see people on tour, like, really famous people, they have to take time off. They get ill, they get this, they get that. Kind of like us in that sense, but it's a different kind of thing. Mm-hmm. When I watch like dances in, like, West End shows or, like, backing dances on different people's tours and stuff, sometimes I just feel really sorry for them, Because I'm like you said, I know that feeling. 45 minutes in, sweating your tits off. You haven't got the energy to get through, but you got to have the energy to get through. And everyone's looking at you. And sometimes I find it a bit awkward when I've done it a few times where I'll kind of overly cheer and then they can feel that I'm overly cheering. They make eye contact. So then they start playing the show towards that area of the crowd.
Yeah,
I feel like I've got to keep cheering for 2 hours. And it just gets really awkward because I do it to people when I'm on stage.
Well, that is your job as a crowd member.
Well, no, it's not as a crowd member. Well, yeah, let me get your opinion. Did you see that thing a few weeks ago? Burner Boy kicked that woman out of his show because she fell asleep.
Oh, really?
So she's in like the first, I think she's in the first 6 rows or something. She fell asleep in the show and he basically said, he point blank refused. He said, I am not carrying on until she leaves. She was like, well, I'm not leaving. I've paid for my ticket. Like I fell asleep. I think she said like I work nights or she, there was something, I'm pretty sure she said something crazy. Like she works nights, she's pregnant. There's like a whole list. Basically, it sounded like, I can understand why you fell asleep, basically. She said, I paid for my ticket. This was my time here. If I want to doze off for 20 minutes, I can. And he's like, I'm not carrying on. I put my heart and soul into this as a performance. He said, every time I perform, I leave a little bit of myself on that stage and I'm not being disrespected by you falling asleep. And it was like 50-50. Some people are like, no, I hear it from his side. And loads of people are like, no, absolutely not. Like, she paid for her ticket. She wants to sleep for the show. She can sleep for the show.
Well, she had narcolepsy.
Well, yeah, a medical condition, of course. That's completely fair.
I bet she wouldn't have had time to explain to him. He would have kicked her out.
Very true.
She would have fell asleep on the way out.
Very true. Well, she could see through her eyelids.
That's so true.
A rarer medical condition, I imagine. But
oh, there was a guy that fell asleep during our show once, but it was the show where we had water pistols and we absolutely drenched him.
Oh, we got him.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on that, on the Burner Boy thing?
I find it too awkward to have a go at someone. I had to make a joke. We've had that. Do you remember that time we had that that old lady? She fell asleep. I woke her up by saying she's fallen asleep and the crowd laughed. And then it happened about 4 more times to the point where I was thinking, do I need an ambulance? Like, she's just struggling to stay conscious. And I just make a joke of it. Like, it's not my problem in particular.
I wouldn't get rid of someone.
I would rather them be asleep than someone yawning, looking disinterested and being on their phone. That jars me. That jars me a little bit. We've had a few guests that have like hit me up for, let me just say this now as well. We're going back out on tour soon.
Yeah,
in a couple months. If you ask me for a ticket, you're like a friend.
Oh, here we go. Let it out.
Because I don't think we've ever said this publicly.
Go on, look in the camera.
If you ask me for a ticket, right, and you're like a friend or you're using some celeb power or you're like, oh, my mate who does this, can they get 6 tickets to come to this show? And we bend over backwards to get your tickets because the venue's sold out when we have to move people and we do it. And then you either don't turn up and don't let anyone know. You just don't arrive. And then the next day I message you like, hey man, like, you know, did you enjoy the show? And you just don't turn up. Or you sit there on your phone the entire time and just be rude. Nah, man, it ain't for me.
Wait, it's such a specific story. Like, he was like, if your name's Ian and you were in a black jumper and you turned up at 7:48, no, but this isn't anyone in particular.
It wasn't Ian, but it's happened a few times.
I'm
not naming him.
Name him.
It's too awkward today.
Go on.
It's actually rude. It's mad rude. It's rude.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Do you know what I mean? Especially when you've hit me up. If we send it out as like a, if you send it in, like you'll see your influencers posting all the time, like this was a PR gift. If it was like sent out by some like big company and you kind of turn up and it was like, oh, you're there for like a photo and then you leave or it's a job. But like, you've reached out to us and specifically asked and gone, oh, it'd be a really big help. This would be special. And you ask for a favor and you do it. And then you either don't turn up and don't say it, or you're rude whilst you're there, don't ask again. That stuff really jars me off.
Asking for complimentary tickets, getting them for free, and then not turning up.
And not even apologising, being like, man, that's my bad, I'm so sorry.
But imagine getting complimentary tickets, going and leaving halfway through. What's worse?
I think leaving halfway through.
Maybe.
And I've referred back to my previous point. If it's a PR job, it's very different. If it's a PR event and you wasn't personally asked, it's very different.
I agree with you. What if it was a show that a friend was in?
Yeah.
A friend was in?
Mm.
I didn't have a friend in Wicked. Okay, cool. I left Wicked halfway.
I was actually talking about Wicked, but yeah, out yourself for Wicked.
Yeah.
What were you talking about? First of all, two things. One, again, it was a PR. It was a PR thing, was invited. And secondly, this is genuinely the truth. I had a babysitter
yeah.
who had to leave, and I was told
yeah.
the show was finishing at 9.
Mm.
The first half finished at 9:15.
Yeah.
I had to get back. And it was actually, weirdly enough, yeah. in the same theatre that we're in at Panto now.
Bro,
which really? Is probably giving it away.
Yeah.
But oh, I've got one.
I've got one. What about that time us three went to a show and we had to force Jordan to stay for the second half? Do you remember that?
I don't.
Yeah, you do. Complimentary tickets.
That's the worst show I've ever seen.
No, don't.
Yes,
that's the worst show I've ever seen. Once again, that was a PR show.
No, it wasn't.
No,
it wasn't a PR show.
It was a PR one. We was invited. It was a PR thing. I'm talking specifically. If I turn up and go, bro, can I have some of your food? Mm. You give me some of your food, and I go and chuck it on the floor. That's it's an extra layer of rudeness. When we're invited somewhere as a job,
you go there,
you do the picture and the press, and it's like, okay, well now we can leave. So the amount of people, how many people have you seen turn up to NTAs, Brits, premieres, red carpets, and they go and do the little walk along, do their interviews, and they get strapped in the car and leave?
That's different. Hey, Joel, quick question. It almost feels separate. How do you keep the windows of that glass house clean? Because it must be so hard, bro. So much glass around you. Must be so many windows.
Let me tell you how I keep it clean.
Many windows to clean.
Let me tell you how I keep it clean. When the glass house is made of 6 very specific tickets that I had an argument to get and you don't turn up, that's how I keep it clean. All right.
Right. At this point, you should say the name.
I'm not saying the name. I'm not saying the name. You know who you are. And if you don't know who you are,
what does it begin with?
A.
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 Yeah. Council arsehole. That's what.
Okay. Nice.
Should we do the Yosh?
Yeah, let's do the Yosh. Come on.
Yeah.
3, 2, and this is Boxing Day. This is the last one of the year.
So lazier.
Not lazier, but let's mean it.
It's the last one of the year.
It's the last one of the year.
What, last one of?
Last Brothers Uncovered episode of the year.
No oh, way. I didn't even realise that.
It's a big one. All right. I'm not holding hands.
Ash is holding my hand. Hold my hand.
You two hold it. You two circle hands.
No way.
We can't do it on our own.
You said you want to make it a big one.
Okay, come on, make it a big
one. No, get out of here, man.
Hold his hand.
Grow up.
Come on, here we go. Ready?
3, 2, 1. We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
Yes.
It's so funny that causes you so much distress.
I do the thing where I have to pinch my leg. I do that quite a lot. Do you know I do that? I have to do that in life so much.
Pinch your legs.
Pinch my leg or pinch my fingers, like with my nails to dig. Like I have to dig to keep myself calm. Because I get irritated really quick.
I thought you were like making sure there was feeling.
No.
Yeah.
Make sure I'm not dreaming or something.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I think because I get irritated really quick, and it's like I was as a child.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at the doctor's once, me and mum were there, and basically she said how I can get, because remember I used to headbutt the stairs when I got angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is why now, we spoke about this on the podcast, I haven't really got much feeling in my forehead.
These foreheads, yeah.
Like we did discuss it. I can punch myself in the forehead and not feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, if it's every time.
Just absolutely nothing. And I think it comes from when I was a kid, I used to headbutt the stairs until I'd pass out, and I'd go into school when, I remember one time that it was like a safeguard thing. They were like, look, what's going on? You're coming in with big bruises and lumps on your head. And my mum had to explain, look, he headbutts the stairs when he gets annoyed.
And they went cool.
And they went, all right, fair enough. Not sure that excuse would fly these days. I'd probably send someone around. But basically, my mum, I was like, look, he gets angry. And I'm like, look, try taking deep breaths when you're angry. That was the advice. Didn't really work. So now I sort of just put my fingernails into my fingers like that. And it just makes me go, I do it a lot in road rage. Do it like in road rage and stuff.
You do get road rage, don't you?
Really bad.
Joel's got the worst road rage I've ever witnessed.
Yeah, I get bad road rage. I admit.
It should, but it's like over things that just don't require it.
And then I immediately feel bad as well. That's the other bad. If I got angry,
and then
we drove off, and I was like, yeah. But the moment I pull away, I have this huge sense of guilt. Like I feel really, I'm like, oh, why did I get annoyed? No,
you've shouted at people through your window, like you're screamed. Not Jordan Banjo from Brothers Uncovered.
And I won't lie. Do you know how many times it's really awkward? Like I've had road rage, and they'll pull up, and they half recognise me, and I know they think I'm Ashley Banjo, which is why I think I have more confidence to do it.
Oh, cheers.
Because it's not going to come back on me. Cheers, do you know what I mean? So they pull up and they have that half a second recognition, and then the anger kicks back in, and it's like, yeah, back at you, mate. And then we drive off.
Do you get something from it? Because I feel like in you the do moment, it that often that you like it.
No, I don't. I hate it. It gives
what,
me
no, but you can't hate no, it.
I hate
it that
feeling
much.
That angry. I hate
then
road
why
rage.
Do you do it?
It's emotional, isn't it?
I don't know.
I genuinely, something real, I have to, someone has to pretty much basically hit my car before I get annoyed at anything on the road.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, because yeah, I might, like if someone pulls out or like.
No, I don't get annoyed about pulling out. Shall I tell you what annoys
you know,
me? No, no.
You do.
The thing I get about annoyed about most is when if I'm like trying to go down the road, yeah it's a tight road.
Yeah.
We're all struggling to get through.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone goes, bah! And beeps me. I'm like, what the fuck do you want me to do? Pick the car up on
look,
my
look,
head?
Look, look, this is it.
No, but there it is. Like that. No,
there it is.
I get annoyed. I'm like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, why are you beeping? We're all trying to get through the road. Like, I'm struggling, you're struggling, just back off. It just rolls me up. Do you know what I mean?
Talking of road rage, we all know this person who used to keep a cup holder. Yeah.
This person is a massive Brolo, by the way. You know
massive Brolo.
You know,
if you know we're talking about you, you know who you are, yeah?
Yeah.
But keeps 1 and 2 peas in the cup holder.
Yeah.
Specifically. So when someone annoys him, cuts him up, doesn't get angry, just puts the window down and launches
pennies.
Coppers. Launches just pennies like at their paintwork.
He says that out the window, just like that.
And just goes, ding, and just hears it go, ding, ding, scratches their paint and just drives off, middle finger in the air, and just enjoys his life.
It's actually, because I'm laughing, because I'm laughing out of disbelief, because if nuts. That was me, I had a road rage moment with someone, then I felt, ping, ping, on the side of my...
And then someone going,
I actually think I'd explode. I'd pass out of anger in my car.
You'd be that person who becomes a reel, because they're in the mirror going,
This is the same person that stopped in the middle of the road because he just wanted a girl's number. So then just stopped his car. There was a whole backup of traffic.
Everyone's beeping and he's going, calm down. Trying to get someone's number.
Get someone's number.
This has been quite a strange episode. We've gone from Boxing Day and somehow landed on road rage.
On road rage, I know.
But like I will say, I think next...
There should be a ban on cars on Boxing Day, I would say. Stay home, go for a walk.
But have you ever had to pop somewhere on like Christmas Day or...
Yeah.
Why?
Because I feel like you should just like, no road rage, no one needs to get angry. Just like, go for a walk. Don't get in your car.
Go for a hike.
Save the planet.
That is some of my best Boxing Day memories, you know?
What?
It just felt like everyone was really peaceful. Like at home, Christmas Day, Boxing Day. I think that's why I love it so much. It was just super chill.
Yeah.
No one was aggy. No one was working. Mm. No one was busy. I think that's why Boxing Day memories are genuinely the best. I remember one time on Boxing Day, our mum made, she used to make like bacon and sausage sandwiches on the weekend. And I basically said, look, honey, skip the bread. Just make me hella sausages, right? She gave me a pack of sausages, an entire pack. I ate 8 sausages. I think I was about 11 years old. And I remember until...
So we know who's to blame.
Yeah, we know it's my mum, actually. She would gaslight me as well. But I ate about 8 thick sausages. This was just the start of breakfast as well. And I remember I ate so many so quick that I thought, I actually started sweating. And I think it might have been like one of the first times, I'm actually like sweating.
Like pork sweats.
And I was laying on my side and I thought, is this it? Like, is this how I go?
Sorry.
Like 11, 12 years old from eating sausages on Boxing Day. Like, is this it? And thinking back to it now, I mean, it sounds quite dark, but I'm not sure if there's a better way to go.
Sorry, the thought of Chubby Jordan saying, honey, skip the bread. and then get an immediate pork sweat.
But like, what I think, I don't think there's a happier way to go. My peak of happiness, like my childhood happiness, from pork sweats on Boxing Day. That's a highlight, man. That's a great memory for me. I might try and recreate it. I remember it really clear. We used to get that. Was it Sarah Lee, the chocolate ghetto? Was it Sarah Lee?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry.
The chocolate ghetto. And I remember being like, and she was like, I'm getting the ghetto out to defrost. And by about 11:30, I said to her, look, babe, is that defrosted yet? And
she was like, he's loving it.
Because
you know what I look like.
Because I can picture him on that day. Honey, skip the bread. Babe, is that defrosted yet?
No, but remember, mum had like the slowest defrosting chocolate ghetto ever.
Yeah.
To get it out, I'd be like 4 hours later, I'd be like, come on, stop cutting, man.
It's not a long time.
No, for me it was. I'd eat the thing on
frozen to room temperature.
I'd eat the thing on frozen. I basically had an ice lolly of a ghetto. Like, it'd be like the outside was defrosted, but the inside was still a block of ice.
No patience. conscience.
No, I'd just be like, yeah, come, let's go. Let's get cutting.
Oh, God.
Oh, I want to get home now. I can't wait to get home.
Boxing Day is bougie dinner for me because I always go to my dad's.
That's the only thing that ruins my Boxing Day, you know?
Seeing my...
Oh, it fills me with anger.
Yeah.
It fills me with absolute rage. Pell pops up on his stool and he's like, oh, I just pop into my dad's. I'm like, fuck off. You go to a Michelin star restaurant.
Yeah, Boxing Day fish.
Yeah, man. Oh, because obviously, in case no one knows, my dad's a chef, so it's...
Oh, like, man.
Who did you think your dad was when you were a kid?
I thought my dad was Ainsley Harriet for a while.
Because he's black and bald and a chef.
He's black and bald and a chef. Yeah. I just, as a young person, you just link the two.
Yeah, he's secret identity. He's Ainsley Harriet.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same person.
Like Clark Kent.
Hello, Jill. Wait, is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, Paddy then. Because at first I thought that was Alison Hammond.
Hello,
and I was like,
The classic Ainsley Harriet meme.
Oh, sorry, I thought that was Clark Kent.
We've really just got confused.
Yeah, sorry.
Let's get back to your story.
Let's get back to your dad's
No, he just puts on a fantastic Boxing Day spread. And it's just full of... It doesn't even look like something you could make in a home.
Oh, it's incredible.
It just looks like a restaurant quality.
Does he prep it at the kit? Or does he do it all at home?
He just preps it all at home, yeah. But he's just got that, when you've got the skill of like a chef. Junior, I've been to my dad's before and he's like, do you want some food? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I've not got much in. And I'm watching him open the cupboards and the cupboards are empty.
And somehow, the other skill, you said he empties everything out the packets and stuff. And I found it impressive. Listen to this. This is so super cool.
So if he wants like frozen food from the supermarket, he goes and buys it all. Then when he takes it home, because there might not be much room in his freezer, he just takes everything out of the packets for frozen food and puts them into Ziploc bags just because he knows how to cook everything.
Because he doesn't need help, I need to scan a packet. No instructions.
No instructions. So I need to know what temp, how long.
Yeah.
But my dad, everything's loose. So he just takes it out and just like throws
it in. That's impressive. Because I'm the sort of person who puts something in the oven, chucks it in the bin, then has to go back and wade through the bin to double check the instructions.
And it's covered in bin juice.
Yeah. And I have to double check. Like, that's me.
Yeah.
He doesn't even just raw out the freezer. Just knows how to do it. That's fucking sick.
I don't think when I burn frozen food, but in the middle it's frozen still.
I still don't know how that actually works.
That is
such a skill. Not when you just go to a cupboard and like you just go, well, these are the ingredients I've got. So this is what I'm going to do.
What can I do? And it'll just come up. And I'm just like,
you know, that's one skill I wish I had.
I'm going to say we should add that to our list. So let me just give you a bit of context. If you're listening, because if you can hear me, you are listening.
Go on, listen away.
Right,
I'm listening or watching.
Me and Joel yesterday were talking about like skills that are like inherent skills. I think there's a few inherent sort of skills, and really it's a pretty primal list, right? So some people will just be pretty good at like, I don't know, fighting or like athletic stuff. Mm-hmm. You get some people that are just really good at practical stuff, building, putting stuff. Handy people can just see how stuff works. I think some people are really good at like communicating. And you know what? That's one. Cooking.
Oh, food. It's so important.
Some people are just really good at like going, just cooking or like knowing how to make stuff taste good or present.
It sounds stupid. Did your dad go to like a culinary school?
He must have. Do you know what? So funny. I've not even asked. But yeah, I imagine he must have. Yeah.
But even still, though, you haven't. And out of us here,
you're just relatively good at that.
Like whip stuff up.
Yeah, to be fair.
I do think it's a skill.
It is a skill. I don't know where. I think it's just, you just try things, don't you? But also, I don't find it, like, for me and Jess on a normal weekday, we'll just go on Instagram and follow a recipe. Whereas people find it weird that we just follow recipes these days. Like, no, people just stick to what they cook. They're like, oh, I know how to do a spag bowl.
So this is what I know to do a spag bowl.
But we'll just like, okay, what do we want for dinner? And then we'll just go for a scroll. And we're like, and we'll be like, oh, that looks great. Let's try that. And then we've got a new thing.
But I mean, this is with due respect. If Jewel followed the same recipe that you and Jess followed, it would not look like the same dinner.
No. I got kicked out of food tech when I was a kid.
Really?
Kicked out of food tech. We were making rock cakes.
Okay, can I stop? Because you can't get rock cakes wrong.
You can.
No, you can't.
Okay. I'll tell you how I did it as well. I obviously, this was back in the skip the bread phase.
Oh, God.
I just thought the more sugar, the better. So I put less flour, more sugar.
That was like your life mantra.
That was it. Less flour, more sugar. I mean, more sugar, the better. So I kind of skipped a lot of the flour and poured extra sugar in. So I basically had a sheet of raw, flat dough. They all just melted and stuck together. And it was just one giant crispy pancake, which I did eat like a boa constrictor as it came out of the oven. I'm surprised under this goatee, I've still got burns around my mouth. I just went straight right for it. Everyone else had individual rock cakes. And you know, they're always like, they're like, okay, well, make sure you bring in your Tupperware, your containers with your name in them so you can take it home. It's like, who thinks this is making it out of the room? Like, who thinks this is? And I'd be like, there was another kid in my school, nice guy actually, Corey Abella, wasn't bad at food tech whatsoever. Cool. I would hover around him. Like, really? Sure, yeah, because he was decent.
He was good.
And his mum, you know, his mum always bought the organic stuff. She was there making good ingredients. I would hover around him, but like, oh, do you want me to? I'll try one.
Core memory in our household, you'll know this. We, in the school Jordan and I went to, quite a small school, private school.
Yeah.
And I remember once they were talking about us bringing in ingredients. This sticks with me, sticks with mum too. And we had to bring in, it wasn't even for cooking. It was actually for like something we were doing in class. Mm-hmm. And we had to weigh out some things to bring in. It might be for like art or something. And the teacher was like, so just weigh out your ingredient, weigh out your measurements and stuff. And I put my hand up and was like, my mum doesn't have scales. Like, we don't have scales. And
I didn't grow up with scales.
Well, the whole class stopped, looked at me, and the teacher went, your family doesn't have scales.
Yeah, she was.
And everyone started laughing.
Yeah, man.
And I was like, my mum doesn't bake. But everyone found it like weird that, like,
do you know what?
A lot of households have them, of course, because I know it's such a normal appliance, but it does give a slight privilege thing.
I think so. I don't know. But like,
it gives like a, I don't know. There's something in just like,
we didn't have time for
throwing stuff together.
Yeah. We didn't really eat at home. We were always out and about with mum and dad. Mum and dad were both working. We'd literally get taken to work with them. Yeah. And mum, I feel like mum, less so than us, didn't fit in at that school. Because when the baking thing, I remember we come home and you said that to her. And I remember her popping off.
Yeah, she was
like, they fucking said what?
Yeah, she went
and
mental.
I remember one time this piano teacher had a go at my sister. But like Talisa, if you know her, is like the most mild-mannered. She's the sweetest person ever, Talisa.
Mm.
And this piano teacher was, she was a bit of like a, I think she thought being strict was a personality trait. And I'm like, being horrible to kids doesn't make you a better piano teacher. You're just being a dick. Like, stop being horrible.
Yeah.
And she must have screamed at Talisa because Talisa forgot her piano book. And she screamed at Talisa, not quite realizing that maybe my mum isn't the sit at home and bake sort of mum. My mum's walked in and gone, where is she? Talisa's like, and all I remember was the threat from outside the piano room. If you talk to my daughter like that again, I'll shove that piano up your fucking, and then went to say arse and thought, better not say arse, and then said posterior. But by this point, she's already said fucking. I'll shove that piano up your fucking posterior. That's our mum.
Nice. That sounds accurate.
That's nice. Our mum.
Nice. I like it.
Would you rather, off of the back of Boxing Day, there's something to do with your dad's Boxing Day meals. So would you rather, let's keep it simple. Would you rather everyone has to replace their Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
And have to eat those meals that your dad has?
Yeah.
Or everyone just keep it normal and you get it on a Boxing Day treat. But you, on Christmas Day, you still have to have on Boxing Day, you get to have it. On Christmas Day, you still have a normal roast. So basically, you ruin Christmas Day for everyone else.
Yeah.
No one else can have a roast.
Roger, I'll be honest. Yeah. There's not a single person in the room that understands.
What?
What?
Let me stop you.
I thought it was me.
He was trying.
Let me stop you and explain. Because
I'm going to close my eyes, it helps.
Yeah, and when I say explain, this is going to help me because I've confused myself, all right? I think what I was trying to say was, right, let me try and word this correctly.
Come on.
Would you rather everyone in the world has to have on Christmas Day your dad's Boxing Day meal?
Yeah, okay, go.
And you have it as well.
Yeah.
But it means everyone else doesn't have a roast.
Yeah.
Or you just stick with the current setup. You have to have a Christmas dinner on Christmas Day, and then you can still have to treat on Boxing Day. Does that make sense? Or are we not following it?
It makes more sense. It does make more sense. But I was still fighting to find it.
Okay.
But
I think that might be the shittest I've ever had on the show.
So what, you've ended the year with a bang, bro.
Let's end the year with the shittest material we can think of.
No, I like it.
We don't like it. So. Yeah, but
what I'm saying is I'm going to answer it.
Okay. But just quickly as well, once you answer it, someone quickly come up with a better one so we don't end it on that. So quickly answer it.
I'll answer it by saying I'll stick to just having normal
questions. Okay, come on. Right, let's move on quick. Better would you rather from anyone? Because I can't. I'm suffering with the embarrassment of it. I want to take it off. So quick. Get a better one.
Why don't you Google one?
Can I just clarify? Did he mean... Would you rather eat what you eat on Boxing Day or Christmas or not?
I don't know what I mean now. I've confused myself.
You've propelled yourself. That might be the best would you rather we've ever had. Because
yeah, exactly. That's the best. Anyone got another one for that section?
Oh, it's amazing.
Anyone? I'd love to leave it there.
You would like to leave it there?
I would. I think it's...
Okay. I don't think I'll be here next year. this is officially my last episode. Last episode. Oh. Wow, what a horrific way to end 2025.
I think we're just going to move on to a little game.
Yeah, we've had a request quite a lot, haven't we?
We've had a request. People would like us to play We Listen and We Don't Judge.
So that was quite a big game in 2025, wasn't it?
It was a big game. I guess we're kind of wrapping up the year, aren't we? So
And Boxing Day. There's Boxing Day games, Christmas Day games. It was a nice game to play.
Very good. Do you play games? Well, we keep having to take Panto out of it. If you're at home on Boxing Day, do you play board games? Do you do that?
We play on Christmas, like last year, we do like Heads Up and stuff like that.
Fine.
Like,
yeah, kind of.
Do you think Heads Up counts?
It's a good game. Yeah, a Christmas game and everyone's playing and having a laugh. And...
You know, some people are like, when I say board game connoisseurs, like we'll do like Heads Up and be like, oh, we've completed Boxing Day, mate.
Yeah,
we're that kind of.
And we've only done it in the last couple of years.
Yeah, we're not like some people get into it. Like they've got, I see them like clips of like what's that game when people have to, when they get all like the dads and the uncles to like bend down and pick up the cereal box.
Yes, that's my family.
Is that like them proper game people? We do get into it.
You get like what's the cotton ball that's just in balls? Is it just cotton ball?
Yeah,
cotton ball balls.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Oh, fine. We have those on a table, and then you're blindfolded, and you've got a spatula and a bowl. And you have to try and pick up as many as you can. But because they're weightless, you don't know if you picked any up.
Well, that's cute. Yeah, we're not
like that. It's like a little game of Heads Up and then we think we've done it. Whereas,
fun. Yeah. Well, we'll go for a bit of that, which is fun.
Okay, so we should do a game then?
Yes, we're going to play We Listen and We Don't
Listen
Judge.
And we don't judge.
Just one thing about ourselves.
Or someone you know, like a mate.
It sounds like you're embarrassed of yours and you want to pass it off.
Yeah, that's what it does sound like.
I feel like my...
No, go on, you start.
A lot of my life is Listen and Don't Judge.
Okay, go. We listen and we don't judge.
No, I can't.
Oh, you've done it now. We're here.
Let me just think on this. Once I say them, they're out there. Okay. So I just need to think.
Do you want Perry to go first?
Yeah, Perry, you go first.
Really? Is it yours that bad?
No, they're not that bad. I need to think of some. Do you have some to hand? I don't really.
I got one.
I'll go to listen and we don't judge.
I've never eaten a drumstick lolly without eating the stick.
Yeah, this is mental.
What do you mean?
So you know the drum, and I also have a lot. This isn't just random occasion.
I've watched him eat three at once.
Yeah, drumstick lollies, that I don't like many sweets, but drumstick lollies I love. Whenever I finish the lolly, I will always demolish the stick after.
The cardboard. Not the plastic ones.
It kind of like unravels, and you kind of do that, and I've always eaten it. So over my 30 years, sweet Lord, first time I kind of said that, I've eaten a lot of entire drumstick lollies.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy to me.
Well, it's not crazy because we don't judge.
We don't judge. We listen and we don't. More, I'm actually not judging. I'm more impressed.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm more impressed. You must have the small intestine of She-Hulk because to digest that.
Yeah, true.
On a regular basis. Like I said, I've watched you eat like a pack of them.
Yeah, I've done like three or four. Yeah,
and you just eat the sticks.
Four,
and I'm like,
can't be good for you.
Probably not. But it's not like chewing gum, is it? When they say it stays in there for like 20 years.
Also a myth. Also a myth.
Is it?
The myth is that it takes 7 years. I think what it tries to say is in order for that to naturally break down, it would take 7 years, so don't swallow it. But obviously...
I thought it sticks to the inside of
your stomach. No, it just passes through. It's a myth. So no one...
Oh,
cheers, no one stress. If anybody's swallowed some chewing gum recently and you're like, oh, I swallowed that back in 2025.
Yeah. Oh, that's because that Gary V, he says he swallows every bit of chewing gum he ever has.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter because he's just like everything else he eats. straight out of the poop chute, so I wouldn't stress.
I don't like poop chute.
Okay.
Didn't enjoy
it. Well, you do like cardboard lollies, so.
Yeah. Okay. Right, who's going?
Go on, Joel.
Listen and we don't judge.
We listen and we don't judge. Going back to school soon. Mm-hmm. Going to be doing the school run a lot more, actually. Obviously, me and Perry, we're no longer doing Kiss Breakfast. From the end of January, we're taking a step back from Kiss Breakfast, which means I'm going to be doing the school runs in the morning a lot more.
Yeah.
I currently do the pickup quite a lot, yeah, when we're not working. I'll chuck it out there because I know some of the parents at our kids' school listen to this podcast.
Oh, this is going to get juicy.
And I say this with all due respect. There's been a lot of times when I've been sat in my car, I'm waiting at pickup.
Yep.
And I'm talking to myself whilst pretending I'm on the phone so no one comes over to the car to talk to me.
Oh.
I do it all the time. Do it all the time.
That's a good tactic.
I just do it all the time. Or if I've got out the car and I'm like, because our kids, they come out at sort of staggered times, don't they? I'll come out. And I'm like, shit, I'm a bit early. One of them's got a club, so I've turned up 10 minutes early. Mm. Outside the gate, I'll go, what's that? Hello? And I just pretend to be on the phone and walk back to the car.
Really?
I just pretend to be on the phone all the time. And it's not that I don't like you. It's not that. I just find it, I get quite socially anxious. I find it a little bit awkward making small talk at the school gate. So I, in fact, ignore anyone at the school gate and just pretend to be on the phone. There's certain parents at our kids' school who are in a similar industry to us, like the TV world or the media world, and you bump into at events. It's the most awkward thing when you turn up to, like, I don't know, Pride of Britain or the NTAs. Everyone's dressed up, glam, like, you're right, yeah. And everyone's like in TV mode, yeah, you know. And then you see them the next day at the school run and everyone's like, oh. It's really weird. It's like this weird dose of normality. It's like you see them in like their TV world and then you see them.
Yeah.
It's actually really weird.
It's like a work do.
It's literally like being at a work do. Yeah. It's so odd. And I will still pretend to ignore you and to pretend to be on the phone. I just find it really awkward. So yeah, that's my listen to do not judge.
So yeah, if there are any of those parents watching, you know what to do now.
You know what to do.
Go also, give them a knock.
Also pretend to be on the phone. And we just do that awkward knob. We go, all right, and that's it. Mm. That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's all we need. Do you have one?
Well, I'll talk about the first one that isn't that bad. I think everyone does it. Okay. But like,
we listen and we don't judge.
I consistently recycle Christmas gifts. So if I get given something, I'll give it to someone else.
I feel like that's like a thing that everyone does, but you make a point of not talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, this is listening, don't judge, isn't it?
Well, yeah. We are judging, yeah.
But so if there's anyone I know that I think would do that, it'd be you.
Yeah, definitely.
So but sometimes I get gifts and like the excitement, I'm like, oh my gosh, wow. Because I'm not thinking for me, I'm thinking they'd love that.
Okay.
So that's bad.
That's not good. Bad. You're also judging, the sort of person as well. Ash is also the sort of person who would give you a gift that he's regifting and tell you at the same time. But yeah, someone got this to me.
Yeah, I would love it.
Yeah, that's quite good though. That's a good trait.
Like I constantly get, I don't really drink, so like I'll constantly get like champagne or like a, what did I get recently? Like an old cider. And I was like, oh, I know someone who'd love that. So I'll just give it to them.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Or if I get clothes that don't fit or I'll give it to someone else and just say happy Christmas or happy birthday.
Fair enough. I mean.
Yeah, whatever.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Is that a judgment?
Because you're so open with it.
Yeah,
usually people hide behind the, I've got this for you.
Mm.
You're very welcome.
It's because you're honest.
You're open and honest about it. So I give that.
I think counts for a lot. So that's good.
Are you actually going to add another one?
No, because they're not worth saying because they'll just be edited out anyway.
Okay.
Weeing in the sink.
Ash, you're 37 years old, mate. You can't be pissing in your sink at 37.
Okay, stop a sec. Bring it back. Just quickly give us the circumstance.
No, I'm actually saying one that is not true. I'm just trying to wind you up.
Okay, bye. Okay. We're not judging. We're listening. Mm-hmm. But I know the truth when I hear it. Mm.
I've got a wee in one. Do you want a wee in one?
Go ahead.
Okay. I wee in the garden a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Especially if I've been out for a long time and Barry, my dog, has... needs to go to the toilet instead of I'll let him out first and I'm just like, oh, while I'm here, so we go together.
No, I've had it when I pull up at home and I'm so close, like I said, I try and drink a lot more water now, I'm so close to pissing myself.
Yeah,
I actually, like, I'm talking, my wang's already in my hand as I'm opening the door, like not the front door, my car door, trying not to piss myself.
Wait, when you're busting for the loo, you grab your penis. Like underpants. You grab your penis to stop yourself peeing.
That's crazy.
That's not what I said.
It is what you said.
No, it is.
No, I never.
You said you've already got your penis in your hand.
So I can immediately start pissing once I open the car door. I wee on the drive. That's what I was saying.
At your feet?
I'll open the door and immediately wee as I get out.
Wait a minute, that's so awkward. So you're trying to park. Right. And you're holding
it's an exaggeration. What I mean is I piss on the drive sometimes when I really need a wee. That's what I was trying to say. So I'll get out and in a panic, I end up just start weeing. Okay, I don't mean I'm driving down my road going, just waving my penis around in my hand. No.
That's what you made it sound
yeah,
like.
I was just exaggerating.
It's
saying,
also,
like,
it's also kind of fucked because you've just blocked paving.
No, I've got them little patches of, they're like, are they called planters or sleepers? In the flower beds, yeah, I'll piss in one of them, yeah.
In the flower beds?
Because when I park up, I park in between like the flower beds, don't
okay,
I?
Where so. Your father-in-law goes out
all
the time.
Away, yeah, he's slaved away.
Is that in the garden all the time?
Yeah, he really, my father-in-law, like, he
lives with you.
On his hands and knees, literally digging and...
In well, your piss?
No, guys, don't do this. And it's not like I do it daily. I'm just saying I pissed in
the flower. You do it a lot, sorry. It's just the thought of you one hand on steering wheel and cocking your other hand is crazy.
Why are you doing that motion?
It's because that's where else is it? You're like that. I'm not. You're like, oh, I really need to go. And you're holding your
wings. Literally, so what?
Squeezing yourself into submission.
I hate this podcast sometimes. I don't know why I opened my mouth. I tried to give a would you rather earlier. I got absolutely mugged off. Admittedly, it wasn't my best work. One of the worst would you rathers in history, would you rathers. Now I'm being accused of driving around.
Like a
sex pest.
Yeah.
It's just, can we interrogate someone else?
Really quickly on that note, you know when you say about you used to go with the dog?
Yeah.
Every now and again in the garden, if that's ever happened and you're outside and you have the dog, do you not feel like you end up doing it more like a dog?
What, lifting a leg?
No, not lifting a leg, but like rather than just like do it like a human anyway, you sort of like mark a bush.
How am I the one who gets picked on this podcast?
No, I feel like... firstly, victim mentality there. You don't get picked on.
Oh my... Read the comments.
You do not get picked on.
Read the comments. Who reads the comments here?
Joel, but you...
Who reads the comments?
What about me?
No.
Do I get picked on?
No one says you get picked on.
Really?
No one says you two get picked on. It's always me.
Well, I think you put yourself there.
So do I.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you do.
Wow. You're running out
of...
gas for the gaslighting you're doing right now. I want to get some extra fuel.
There's no gaslighting.
Okay. Well, comments you decide. Let's interrogate someone else. We're going to interrogate the old dog pisser over here, Ash. The old German Shepherd in the green jumper. Here we go. Would you rather give everyone an honest review of every gift they've ever given you or never receive a gift again?
Oh, honest review.
Would you rather play a 5-hour long family game of charades or musical chairs?
Charades.
Yeah. Would you rather wake up at 6 a.m. on Boxing Day to go shopping in the sales or go out until 6 a.m. on Boxing Night?
6 a.m. Boxing Day sales.
Would you rather make small talk with a distant relative for an entire hour or have a heated debate with a close relative during Boxing Day lunch?
Oh, that's my life. Heated debate.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. Would you rather accidentally re-gift something to the person who gave it to you or overheard someone dissing a gift you gave them?
Overhear someone dissing the gift I gave them, 100%.
Oof.
Okay.
Yeah, they're easy.
Okay, back that Let's last go. One up. Why would you rather overhear the dissing?
I'd rather, if someone didn't like it, I'd rather them tell me. So yeah, 100%. If I gave you a gift and someone was like, oh, I don't like this, I'd be like, oh, no worries, I'll change it.
But you overhear it, so they're actually bitching.
Oh yeah, then I'll just go up to them and just say, so you don't like it? Do you want me to change it for you?
Ooh, sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, not in a bad way. But
well, you don't
way.
Like it, yeah? What are you going
to
do?
No, I want them to enjoy their gift. So I'd much rather know. Yeah. Than me have to deal with the embarrassment of then gifting it back. That's horrible.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah okay, that's fair. Fine. Yeah, you said you have heated debates on Boxing Day anyway.
Oh, heated debate, what? Rather than small... Let me tell you now, the one thing that... It's like, you know, like kryptonite for me is small talk.
Yeah.
Just can't do it.
Well, actually, I've watched you participate in some small talk a few weeks ago. And I would say you are honestly the worst small talker I've ever seen.
Honestly, I hate it.
By far, you're the worst small talker I've ever seen.
What was it?
It was when we was rehearsing for Panto just before we started. And it was the first day we had met the rest of the cast. And there's a girl in the show called Amelia. Yeah. She has cane rows. Her hair's braided. And I don't think Ash had met her before. I think it might have just been a hello. Like, on the press day, she wasn't there before. So this was the first day we've met. So she's minding her own business, standing on her own, watching rehearsal. And you could tell Ashley's like, look, she's in our studio. I want her to feel comfortable. I'll say hello, let her know, introduce myself.
Mm-hmm.
So Ash walks over and I'm standing about 3 foot behind her. So I'm privy to this whole conversation. Here, I'll give you a play-by-play of the conversation. The silence at the start is Amelia standing on her own. The first voice you hear will be Ash. All right. Oh, hi, you're all right. I'm Amelia.
Yeah.
Ashley. So when did you get your hair done? Yeah, yeah, the cane rows. When did you get them done? About 2 days ago. Fresh. See you in a bit, yeah? And then walked off. That was the conversation. I went, what have I just witnessed? What sort of small talk was that?
Is that not a compliment? I was standing, wait, let me just explain the context. Right, I was standing, I looked over and I was like, oh, hair's mad fresh. So I walked up to him and was like, nice to meet you. When did you get your hair done? 2 days ago. It's fresh. And walked off.
My gosh. Listen to the insanity of what you just said. You could have just carried on. Like, they could have carried on.
But why? There's nothing else to say.
Yeah, I hear
that. That's my point. Otherwise, what we're going to do, stand there and like open. I'm like, no, I wanted just to say, okay, your hair's fresh.
Okay, or just wait till like maybe you're in a conversation in a couple of days.
See, I don't get that stuff. Like, I'm just like, say it, no?
Okay. Maybe I've got a small talk wrong.
No, maybe I think you're probably just good at it. Like,
oh, new jeans. Nice. Anyway, nice to meet you. And then walk off. That's what I've misunderstood small talk, I think. I've misunderstood it.
Okay, fine.
Wake up on Boxing Day at 6 a.m. to go to the sales or stay out till 6 a.m. on Boxing Night. I do think I understand why you said get up at 6 a.m. and go to the sales. You don't strike me as a shopping in person person. Well, I know you're not a shopping in person person.
Yeah, but I'm shopping either way.
Sorry, what do you mean?
You said I've got to be out until 6 a.m.
Oh, my sweet innocent soul. Yeah, as in like go out, like go to like the pub or go out like a night out.
1 minute, I thought you said go out for the sales.
Or go out until 6 a.m. on Boxing Night. Just go out.
Not go, like go out.
Yeah.
Like for fun and entertainment.
Yeah, make some small talk, ask people about their hair, all that jazzy stuff. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'd still rather go shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. At 6 a.m.
Dude, that's going to be rough, though. You're going to get pestered a lot.
Let's go to quiet shops.
What,
quiet
like? First quiet shop that pops to your mind?
Harry Potter Wands and Potions.
That's not going to be quiet.
Firstly, not quiet.
That's going to be rammed. Oh, really? On Boxing Day?
Yeah.
That's going to be rammed.
Oh, Popeye's Chicken.
Popeye.
Yeah, I don't know who Popeye's is. All right.
Popeye's.
Get yourself down to Popeye's.
TK Maxx.
No.
Rand.
Really?
Yeah, but it's chaos in there anyway.
You're
going to hide between a lamp and a lawnmower.
Yeah, there you go. He's found one. Yeah. He's found one. Dansk furniture. Really quiet. Well done.
Dansk really furniture quiet. On Boxing Day.
It's going to happen when you charge $8,000 for a fucking pillow. So it's going to be quiet.
All right, there you go.
Firstly, is it charades or charades? I said charades.
Charades? I don't know.
Same?
Charades? It's not charades, is it?
It's absolutely not that. 5 hours of charades.
Over instead of
musical chairs, yeah.
Oh, effort. Think about the effort.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing chairs.
Running
chairs.
Around for 5 hours.
Yeah, it's too much.
No, well, I love hard. Charades, though.
I think that's honest. Are you good at charades?
Yeah, I bet he is.
You tell me.
Two words. One.
First word.
Okay,
first
you've word. Never played charades okay. before.
I told you don't do we play Christmas games. Okay, sorry. Two words. First word.
What is it, firstly?
Movie, film.
Mm-hmm.
Film. Okay.
First word. Screaming. Raw. Dinosaur.
Lion King.
Bang!
Thank you.
I told you I'm good.
Looks like I'm all right. I mean, someone who's never played before, not too bad. Would you rather give an honest review of every gift they've ever given you or never receive a gift again? Yeah, I think you're quite a, I think as we discovered here, you're quite an upfront person. You don't really have a filter. And I don't mean that in like you're rude. It's just like you just speak. So I think you'd give a review up front.
I've got a story about that.
On.
And I regret it to this day. But I spoke without thinking about the repercussions. And I literally said, I'm not proud of it. It's not a story that I'm like, oh, I'd stick with it. I don't stick by it. I regret it, but it happened.
Okay.
On my 30th birthday, family kind of bound together to get me like a Gucci set.
Yes.
Rucksack, hold all.
Yeah.
Like, and I think they were struggling to figure out what to get because I'm probably quite hard to buy for. I get told I'm quite hard to buy for. Like, I genuinely wouldn't mind having no present. Like, I'm not really bothered. But they kind of bound together and like, you know, everyone got together quite a bit of money, I think, to get this Gucci set.
Yeah.
And then was like,
oh, hey, you had the bum bag,
yeah, the backpack, I had a Gucci and the hold all.
Yeah.
Now, I remember my response being, why'd you buy me that?
Like, yeah, because you're not really a designer person.
And I said, like, why? I would rather you give that money to someone who needs it or like spend it on. But I was like, I don't really
make us all feel that piece of shit.
No. This is why I said it.
Just trying to do something nice.
No, right, no, and this is why I regret it because I was like, I don't mean it in a bad way, but I was almost like, I felt bad being like, I'm just not really like a designer bag person. Mm. Like if you rate it and you like the design and it feels good, like I understand. I'm not trying to say don't buy nice things, like, you know, nice clothes, nice cars, it's sick, but because I don't necessarily value it that much. I remember when it was bought for me, I was like, oh, like it felt like a waste of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember like low key voicing that opinion and then feeling.
It wasn't that low key. It was quite.
From your point of view, go.
From our point of view, I mean, it's basically what he said. He hasn't described it. He just take low key out of it. He basically was like, oh, how'd you get that? I'm not really into that sort of.
No, I was almost like, should we, like, I just felt so bad.
Would you have returned it?
I would have returned it, but the funny thing is I did end up using it and I apologised and I thanked everyone because I was really grateful. But my initial response was, it feels too much for me.
That was fine. And especially something that you'd never bought yourself anything.
Yeah, like it felt I didn't feel almost, not feel comfortable, but I was like, oh my gosh, it feels like too much for me. Like I'm not someone who like likes that stuff.
Mm.
And I remember voicing that opinion and it didn't go down too well with myself. Everyone was like, oh no, and I felt really bad. Yeah. So I would be honest.
Use it a lot though, and I think you use it a lot because I quote the quality is really good, so he can fit all of his stuff in it, so he didn't break because he has a lot of bags. He goes through the cheaper bags that just snap all the time because he stuffs too much in them. That held pretty well.
And do you know what? I used it for years, and I was really grateful for it, so I loved it.
Yeah.
But I am more of a sort of like hole in sock kind of guy.
Yes, you know. Holes in his socks. Sick. Look at him, all down to earth fella. We've arrived at the end of the last episode of the year.
2025.
And now normally this would be the MBE section. I have a little bit of a different idea.
Oh, okay.
As it is the last one, as it is Boxing Day, a Boxing Day
treat. Are you going to say you're not doing it?
No,
or something?
None of us are. No one is doing an MBE. But what we are going to do right now, after what? After six, seven months of this podcast. Oh no, it's the worst thing we've ever done. Don't clip it, please. I'm so sorry. Yes. Natural reaction, please don't clip it.
That's awful.
6 or 7 months of this podcast, we're going to finally decide who has had it the worst.
Easy.
When it comes to MBEs.
Should we say it after three?
Okay. And I think we all know.
Can we have 10 seconds to think about it?
Okay, 10 seconds to think. And don't do it as a joke. Be honest.
Okay, here we go. Be honest. Are we going to just say first name?
Just the first name.
Okay.
Everyone ready?
Wait.
Hope you're enjoying this part of the podcast.
Okay.
Ready? In 3, 2, 1.
Ashley.
So we all said our own name. Okay. We all said our own name. Okay, put your cases forward.
That shot of that drink that I had to do.
Oh, okay. But you put on the tip of your tongue and spat back out. Okay, that's your case. Ash, what's your one?
I got splurged in custard, number one. That's true. I had to drink that drink. I ate a chili.
And an onion. Yeah, true.
Bit an onion and spat.
I had an onion. I had that drink. Covered in custard.
Okay, reset the same ones. Wicked. My turn. Ate and swallowed an entire tablespoon of wasabi, which I'm pretty sure nearly killed me.
Ghost chili. Which is worse than that.
Way worse than wasabi. No,
I've also done the ghost chili. Have you? I've done both. Don't talk to me about it.
Jules,
I've done both.
Jules. Ghost chili is way worse than wasabi.
A tablespoon of wasabi.
It was a giant chili.
I ate the whole chili.
Okay. That's fair.
All right. So I've beaten you on that one. Next one.
Slapped in the face with the fish.
Yeah.
How about one of the first ever ones? You brought a fucking snake in here, which is my genuine phobia. It's like me making you put your bare feet on carpet. Or me chucking an octopus on you, Perry. Okay. Let's also know. Shut your face.
Wait. Let me tell you why that one don't count. You elected to go on TV twice and be with snakes. So it can't be that bad
for an obscene amount of money.
Yes. Yeah, but that don't count. That's cancelled out. No, so what else?
You brought a goff in here. Okay.
Yeah.
Scared that wasn't MBE.
Doesn't matter. That's what I'm talking about. Just who's had it worse on the pod? You brought Goff in here.
That's not an MBE, so don't count.
Okay, stop.
This is about the MBEs.
Yeah. So, to which I also then screamed in her face, what the fuck is that? Which I didn't. Roisin, I apologise for. It was just an automatic reaction. And let's just top off the list, shall we?
Got in.
Oh, the legs come out. The tattoo of Brothers Uncovered, which I've also heard whisperings about a possible rebrand, so we might not even have the same fucking logo in a couple of weeks, and it's tattooed on my skin.
Right.
I have had it the worst, and I want to hear you two both say it.
No, because you've got loads of tattoos, some questionable, some not, so that one doesn't really count.
It's actually one of
we all know
ones.
That. Guys. The Goff wasn't an MBE. You elected to use snakes yourself on TV, and then the other
That's
one...
That's something completely separate.
Exactly, so I think the candidates are only me and Perry, and Perry hasn't had it that bad, so I think the winner's me.
I had my feet tickled.
You know what? Brolos, 2025 has been fun. Merry Christmas, I suppose, for you today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy New Year for in just under a week's time.
Yes. Yep.
We will see you in 2026.
Yes. Wow, that's a scary. See you next year.
Yeah. Bro-lows.
Peace and love.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.